Show me the incentive, and I'll show you the outcome. What is the incentive for social media? It's to make more reactive and get reaction from your nervous system. The things that are outrageous, the things that get people mad. Cold civil wars are very profitable for engagement-based business models.
So it was the like button, the retweet button, and then algorithmicizing everything. Convert social media to one of the greatest centrifugal forces this country has ever seen. Basically what we call an outrage machine. An outrage machine.
Algorithms built into these platforms that select information to show to us, push to the top of our feeds, content that is likely to trigger strong emotions like outrage.
The reality of what these tech companies actually do to keep you addicted is quite a lot deeper and, to be really frank, more twisted than it first seems.
In this world where we'll watch every click, every step, carefully recorded under the cameras, nowhere to hide. We are the chain consumers. Technology promises us freedom, but behind the screen, our souls for sale.
Scrolling through toxic echo chambers, people you used to think you knew reduced to strangers. The truth isn't ineffable. These social shitposters just find the lies preferable. Likes, shares, notifies, and branded identities behind the screens, isolated and stranded. Dividing families into enemies, or just revealing the hidden enmity is planted. The algorithms that silo and polarize people, platforms strive to codify evil. Your elders' minds consume, reposting racist memes. Midnight in the dining room, the grossest, basest dreams. Changed by these, or just mirroring the sickness that laid in wait. Made in hate, designed to make them remain sedate. Can you stay awake? Can you drink that wine and not get drunk? On caustic stunts, cause for alarm like agnostic front. Lost at once, lost in the feed. Swipes your energy, creativity, humanity. And you self-esteem on the chopping block. But the shopping rocks, free delivery. Till you hit the sticker shock. And your siblings sick in thoughts. So who makes the money off of this? Marketers, influencers, evangelists, propagandists. That's how we wind up, and that's some raw luck. It's free to sign up, cause you're the prod, you're the prod, you're the prod, you're the prod, you're the prod.
Every click, every step.
Cold civil wars are very profitable for engagement-based business models.
Put yourself on a pedestal, you think you're credible, cause your ideas resonate in the cesspool. I wanna heckle, why you wearing a halo? As you self-relate, I debate, should I lay low? They're politicking me off, couch potatoes, deep fakes, remakes, beef, steak, tomatoes. I'm in a K-hole without the ketamine, scrolling, trolling, I bite my tongue until it bleeds. I can't turn away, I need it to be mindless, shocking, mocking, random acts of kindness. How can I say what I really feel in a fake world with repercussions that are real? Seduction and appeal to my senses. The rhythm of my algorithms making me pretentious. Rose-colored lenses, the consensus says let's swipe away our independence. The chop sound bites like a dentist. They share like you care, desperate for acceptance. An endless cycle to go viral, down the spiral of feeling spiteful and entitled. Save the remnants of the penmanship, the vinyl, the live recitals. Without a phone in front of your eye holes, they tap your spinal, rewired your vitals, and now you're lost in the cause of false idols.
Doom scrolling.
Basically what we call an outrage machine.
Doom scrolling.
Basically what we call an outrage machine.
Just like the curved walkways at a casino provide you with no natural point to stop and check in with yourself. Doom scrolling.
Basically what we call an outrage machine.
Casinos themselves are designed to eliminate any and all stimuli that might prompt someone to make a choice outside of their games. Because if you can make a choice, then you can choose to leave.